在我还没有分享这个信息之前，我愿意跟大家分享一下过去的历史。
And before I begin my preaching, I would like to share the past history with you.
如果你们有上过历史课的，可能你们知道这个古代的历史。
If you have taken old history, then I think you would understand.
Ancient history. 这个是基本上就是古代的历史。
This is basically the ancient history.
这个就是公元前580年这个巴比伦王国的时代。
This is 580 BC, which is the Babylonian kingdom.
那么巴比伦王国结束之后，接着下来就是公元539年的波斯王国。
And after the end of the Babylonian kingdom, beginning at 539 BC, it is the Persian kingdom.
那么这个波斯王国结束之后，接着下来的就是这个希腊帝国，也就是在公元前334年。
And what is to follow is the Greece Empire, which begins at on 334 BC.
那么希腊帝国结束之后，接下来就是这个罗马帝国，罗马帝国基本上开始的时候在公元前两百年。
Then came the Roman Empire, which began at 200 BC.
这个是基本上真正罗马帝国开始的时候是在公元前50年。
And when it really began, the Roman Empire really began at 50 BC.
所以我们看到主耶稣诞生的时候，很多专家都认为是在公元前第四年。
The time of the birth of Christ, a lot of people think that it is around 4 BC.
那么罗马帝国一直伸延到主后，公元后313年。
So the empire lasts until 313 AD.
那么当时的罗马皇帝就是这个康斯丹丁大帝。
And the empire at that time is Constantine.
同时在那个时候开始，罗马就分成两个政权。
And at that time, the Roman Empire split into two different empires.
这个就是古代的历史。
And so this is the ancient history.
所以请你们把它在你头脑上记下来。
So kind of have a mental image of this.
因为等下我跟你们分享这个信息的时候，这个信息会牵涉到这些古代的帝国。
Because the message I'm going to share with you is going to talk about this part of history.
那么这个是过去的历史。
So this is past history.
这个是将来要发生的事情。
But this is what is going to happen in the future.
刚才我们讲到主耶稣在这个时代诞生，然后被钉十字架。
We just now talk about how Christ was born and then was nailed to the cross.
那么主耶稣升天以后，教会就在地上成立了。
And after the ascension of Jesus Christ, then the church begins.
所以我们基本上是活在这个教会时期。
We are right now in the church age.
我的感觉我们活在这边后面。
And my feeling is we're at the end times.
那么这些都是将来要发生的事情。
All these are going to be happening in the future.
在世界要结束之前，将会有七年的大灾难。
And before the end of the world, there will be the 7 years of tribulation.
我们也知道大灾难之前，教会将会被提到天上去。
And right before tribulation begins, there will be the rapture of the church.
教会结束的时候，将会有一场大战争，叫做哈米基多顿大战。
And at the end of the tribulation, there will be a great battle called the Battle of Armageddon.
也是主耶稣基督再来的时候。
And it is when Christ will return.
所以主耶稣再来的时候，他将会在地上建立这个千禧年的国度。
And when he returns, he's going to establish the millennium on earth.
然后进入新天新地。
And then we'll enter the new heaven and the new earth.
所以你的在这个头脑里面有两个概念。
So in your head there should be two images.
一个是过去的历史。
One is the ancient history.
一个就是将来要发生的事情。
And the other is what is to come.
所以等下我分享这个信息的时候。
So as I share this message with you.
将会以这个两个图片很有关系。
It will be greatly related to these two images.
所以今天信息的题目是圣经关于欧洲联盟的记载是怎样的。
So today's preaching, we're going to talk about what does the Bible say about the European Union.
上次你们有来的，在上个星期我是讲到圣经关于以色列的记载是怎样的。
If you were here last week, we talked about what did the Bible say about Israel.
今天是关于这个欧洲联盟的记载。
And today, we're going to talk about the European Union.
我们来看几段经文。
Let's look at a few scriptures.
打开但以理书第二章三十一节到四十五节。
Open your Bible to the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verses 31 to 45.
我只是用中文来念。如果你们有英文圣经的，你跟着看。
It will only be read in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
但以理书旧约圣经。以西结后面那本书。
Daniel is after the book of Ezekiel.
我想这个故事记载在圣经那些儿童主日学都知道。
I think the story that was mentioned in the scripture, the children are very familiar with this story.
可能你在儿童主日学的时候很小的时候曾经听过这个故事这个记载。
Maybe you have heard about this part of the Bible when you were little.
好，但以理书第二章第三十一节，我们来一起看。王啊，你梦见一个大象，这象甚高，极其光耀，站在你面前，形状甚是可怕。这象的头是金金的，胸膛和膀臂是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的，腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。你观看，见有一块非人手造来的石头打在这象半铁半泥的脚上，把脚砸碎了，于是金银铜铁泥和一同砸的粉碎，诚如夏天过场上的糠饼被风吹散无处可寻。打碎这像的石头变成一座大山充满天下。这就是那梦，我们在王面前要讲解那梦。王啊，你是诸王之王，天上的神已将国度权柄能力尊荣都赐给你。凡世人所住之地的走兽并天空的飞鸟，他都交付你手，使你掌管这一切。你就是那金头，在你以后并立兴起一国不计以你，又有第三国就是铜的必掌管天下，第四国必坚壮如铁，铁能打碎刻制百物，又能压碎一切，那国也必打碎压制列国。你既见象的脚和脚趾头一半是窑匠的泥，一半是铁，那国将来也必分开。你既见铁与泥缠染，那国也必有铁的力量，那脚趾头既是半铁半泥，那国也必半强半弱。你既是见铁与泥缠染，那国民也必与你各种的缠染，却不能彼此相合，正如铁与泥不能相合一样。当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必立另一个国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一国，这国并存到永远。你既看见非人手造出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎金银铜铁泥，那就是至大的神把后来 并有的是给王子民。这梦为是这样，这讲解也是切实的。那么我们再翻过第七章第七节。
Let's continue to open to chapter 7, verse 7.
但以理书第七章第七节。其后我在夜间的异象中观看，见第四兽审视可怕，既其强壮大有力量，又大铁牙吞刺绞碎，所剩下的用脚践踏。这兽与前三兽大不相同，头有十角。然后我们再看24节25节。
Continue on, same chapter, verses 24 to 25.
同样第七章，他必向至高者说夸大的话，必折磨至高者的圣名，必想改变节期和立法，圣名必交付他手一再二再半再。然啊，我读错了，应该是我刚才读是25节，然后我现在读24节。至于那十角，就是从这国中必兴起的十王，后来又兴起一王，与先前的不同，他必制服三王。听起来不容易明白。
After you heard the scripture, it's not easy to understand, is it?
在众的不晓得你们曾经听过这个欧洲联盟这个名词。
I don't know how many of you sitting here have heard of European Union.
有没有听过欧洲联盟这个名词？
Have you heard of this term?
你听过，因为我曾经讲过。
You have heard because I've mentioned it before.
或者这个欧洲这个共同市场有没有听过？
Or maybe it can also be called the European Common Market.
那么如果我们要了解这个名称的意义，我们必须明白它的来龙去脉。
If we're going to understand what this term means, then we must know how it began.
How it's coming and going. 在1930年的时候，这个成立这个欧洲联盟这个建议已经开始了。
In 1930, the idea of having this European Union has began.
那么当时法国有一位政治人物，他的名字叫做 Aristide Briand。那么他尝试号召这个欧洲的国家来参与，来开始这个欧洲联盟。
At that time in France, there is a political figure, and his name is Aristide Briand, and he wanted to enlist all the European countries to come and join into a union.
那么这是发生在将近80年前的事情。
And so this happened approximately 80 years ago.
那么这个欧洲联盟跟你或者跟我有什么关系？
So what does this European have anything to do with us?
那么对整个世界到底有什么关系？
And what does it have to do with the rest of the world?
那么特别是对这个圣经讲的末世到底有什么关系？
Especially what does it have to do with the end times?
那么如果我们要明白这件事情，我们必须要去看圣经所说的预言。
So if we're going to understand its relationship, then we must look at the prophecies in the Bible.
刚才我们在但以理书第二章跟第七章所看的经文。
The scriptures that we have read in Daniel chapter 2 and chapter 7.
特别在但以理书第二章那边讲到这个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒做了一个梦。
Especially in chapter 2 of Daniel, it talks about the king Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
那么他做了这个梦的时候，他心里面非常的烦乱。
And after he had the dream, he was troubled.
而且晚上不能够睡觉。
He couldn't sleep.
所以因此他就吩咐他的人，把这些国家里面的行法术的，还有那些行邪术的，的人都把他们招来。
And so he called, for all the wise men and all the wise men and all those who perform magic to come and to his kingdom.
来为王解梦。
To explain this dream to him.
但是这些术士当他们来到王的面前的时候。
But as they come before the king.
那么他们听了王的梦。
They heard his dream.
但是没有一个人能够为王解梦。
But nobody can explain it to him.
啊，那时候王就很生气了。
So the king was very upset.
啊，就吩咐啊人把这些术士全部把他们灭绝掉。
And so he ordered them killed.
那么这个消息就来到但以理的耳中。
So this reached the ears of Daniel.
啊，但以理就求王给他机会来把这个梦解开。
So Daniel pleaded with the king to give him an opportunity to explain the dream to him.
所以但以理把这件事情告诉他的三位朋友。
So he told this to his three friends.
啊，叫他们为这件事情来祷告。
He asked them to pray for this.
求神施怜悯。
That God have mercy.
求神将这奥秘的事情指明给他们知道。
To show them the hidden matters.
然后免得他们跟这些术士的生命不能够保住。
In order that he and all the other wise men in the kingdom will not perish.
但是神却听了他们的祷告。
So God heard their prayers.
所以但以理就能够把这个梦解开了。
And Daniel was able to explain the dream to him.
所以在圣经里面，我们看到这个但以理向王说。
So in the Bible, Daniel told the king.
他说王啊，你在梦里面梦到一个大象。
He said, "O king, there before you stood a large statue."
啊，这个象啊很高。
It is very big.
啊，而且极其荣耀。
It is enormous and it is dazzling.
他说站在你的面前，形状甚是可怕的。
He said, and it is also awesome in appearance.
如果你在晚上梦见这个大象的时候，
if you have a dream about this statue,
那么可能你也会很可怕啊，觉得很怕。
You may be frightened.
啊，那么在梦里这个象啊，但以理说这个头啊，不见了。他说这个头是用金做的。
He said the head of the statue was made of pure gold.
然后这个胸膛跟这个膀臂是用银做的。
The arm, the chest and arms are of silver.
然后这个肚腹是用这个铜做的。
Its belly is of bronze.
然后它的腿是用铁做的。
And its legs are made of iron.
然后他说这个脚是用这个泥跟铁。
And the feet partly of iron and partly of baked clay.
啊，这个大象就是尼布加尼撒王所梦见的。
And this is the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar dreamt.
啊，他的头是用金金做的。
So his head is made of pure gold.
他的胸膛跟他的膀臂是银做的。
The chest and arms of silver.
他的肚腹和他的腰是用铜做的。
The belly and the thighs of bronze.
腿是铁的。
Its legs of iron.
脚是半铁半泥的。
Its feet partly of iron and partly of baked clay.
那么但以理就向王说。
So Daniel told the king.
他说这个梦是关于世界的王国。
He said this dream is about the kingdoms of the world.
也就是讲到尼布加尼撒自己本身的王国。
And it's talking about the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar.
和其他接下来的王国。
And all the kingdoms that is to follow.
所以但以理告诉王说，这个大象就是代表将来要统治以色列人的王国。
And Daniel told the king, this represents the kingdoms that will be in control of the Israelites.
那么透过但以理，神告诉尼布加尼撒王将来要来临的王国。
So through this dream, God is telling King Nebuchadnezzar what is going to happen to the kingdom.
和世界所剩下的日子。
And the days that is left of the world.
所以这个大象就是代表将来要发生的事情。
So this statue tells of what is going to happen in the future.
就好像但以理书第二章二十九节说。
It's just like in Daniel chapter 2 verse 29 it says.
他说王啊，你在床上想到后来的事，那显明奥秘的事的主把将来必有的事指示你。
He said to you, O king, as you lay in bed, came thoughts of what would be hereafter. and he who reveals mysteries made known to you what is to be.
所以但以理把这个梦的含义把它告诉给神。
Daniel asked God of what this means.
所以那金睛的头就是讲到这个世界第一个王国。
So the head made of pure gold represents the first kingdom of the world.
也就是讲到这个尼布加尼撒的王国。
And it is talking about the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar.
那个巴比伦王国。
It is the kingdom of Babylon.
然后我们看到这个这个胸膛这个跟这个膀臂就是讲到这个波斯王国。
The chest and the arms represent the Persian kingdom.
在公元前539年的时候这个波斯王国征服了巴比伦王国。
In 539 BC, they conquered the Babylonian kingdom.
所以这个波斯王国在历史里面大概有200年的时间。
So the kingdom of Persia lasts about 200 years.
然后我们看到这个这个祝福就是这个铜做的是代表这个希腊帝国。
The belly and sides of bronze represents the Greece kingdom.
那么希腊帝国圣经里面讲到这个帝国很大。
In the Bible, it says that this kingdom is huge.
如果你们有读过这个希腊帝国的历史的话。
If you have learned of Greek history.
我们都知道这个希腊帝国非常的大。
We know that this is a large kingdom.
这个亚历山大大帝他从这个欧洲他一直去攻打然后攻打这个中东一直到印度。
We know that Alexander the Great started in Europe and then he went on to the Middle East and then on to India.
所以这个帝国非常的大。
So the area that it covered is large.
所以圣经里面讲到这个帝国比之前那两个王国大了很多。
And it says that this kingdom is much larger than the previous two kingdoms.
然后我们看到这个脚，这个腿啊。
Then we look at the legs.
这个腿是用铁做的。
The legs were made of iron.
那么这个铁，圣经里面讲到这个铁的腿是代表罗马帝国。
The legs made of iron represent the kingdom of Roman Rome.
就是在那个希腊帝国结束的时候，接下来就是罗马帝国。
So after the end of the Greek kingdom, then began the Roman Empire.
那么在但以理书第二章第四十节这么讲。
And in Daniel chapter 2 verse 40 it says.
他说并坚壮如铁，铁能打碎克责百物，又能压碎一切，那国必打碎，压制列国。
It's as strong as iron, for iron breaks and smashes everything. And as iron breaks things to pieces, so it will crush and break all the others.
历史学家证明这个是罗马帝国。
The historians prove that this is talking about the Roman Empire.
所以但以理形容这个帝国好像坚壮，好像铁一样。
Daniel describes his kingdom strong as iron.
其实在这些历史学家也用同样的形容词来形容罗马帝国。
Actually, the historians have also used similar adjectives to describe this kingdom.
比如说这些历史学家都用这个名词，比如说这个铁手啊。
For example, they use iron hands.
罗马的铁证。
The Roman iron rules.
还有罗马的拳头。
The iron fist.
这些名词都是用来形容罗马那种坚固、坚壮。
And so all these adjectives describe Rome as an emperor.
如果你看这个罗马政府他们处死一个囚犯的时候。
And if you look at the Roman Empire, how they
execute a criminal. 他们是用十字架。
They use the cross.
就像我们主耶稣他被钉十架。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
被钉十架是一个很残忍的一种刑法。
To be nailed on a cross is an extremely barbaric way to execute someone.
所以我们看到这就是罗马的政权的那种铁证。
And this is a small example of showing how Rome rule with the iron fist.
所以历史里面已经确定了这个但以理所说的预言。
So history has already proved some of the prophecy that was mentioned in Daniel.
所以我们看到巴比伦王国被这个波斯王国征服。
So we see that the Babylonian Empire was conquered by the Persian Empire.
然后我们看到这个波斯王国后来被这个希腊帝国征服。
And then it was the Persian Empire was then conquered by the Greek Empire.
那么后来我们看到这个这个希腊帝国结束的时候，跟下来就是罗马帝国。
And then what is to follow is the Roman Empire.
所以罗马帝国刚才我讲，真正开始是在主前五十年的公元前五十年的时候。
So the time when the Roman Empire really starts is in 50 AD.
所以在主后，也就是公元后395年的时候，我们看到这个罗马帝国分成两个政权。
I'm sorry, it's 50 BC, and then afterwards it was split into two empire.
啊，一个它就是在意大利的罗马。
One is what is located in Rome.
啊，另外一个就是在土耳其的 Constantinople.
And the other one is Constantinople in Turkey.
所以在圣经预言里面讲到这两条腿、啊、
So in the prophecy talk about the two legs、
啊、就指这两个政权
And it's talking about these two power、
啊、一个是在意大利
One is in Italy
一个是在土耳其
And one is in Turkey
所以到此为止我们看到但以理所说的预言在历史里面已经应验了
So to this point we have seen that Daniel's prophecy has been fulfilled
所以如果我们看圣经的话但以理书是在公元前537年写的
The book of Daniel was written in 537 BC、
啊、当但以理写但以理书的时候这些事情都还没有发生
And when this book was written all of these things have not happened yet
你看到吗这些事情都还没有发生
Can you see it? All this has not happened yet
但是过去都有人攻击说但以理书是在事情发生后才写的
But there are people who have attacked the book of Daniel saying that it was written after all these things have happened
因为他的预言到这么准确
Because the prophecy is so exact
所以但是这些人的说法都不能够成立
ButAll these other arguments could not stand.
所以从神来的话语是没有差错的。
The word from God will not make any mistake.
那么这些都是已经被应验的事情。
So all these prophecies has already been fulfilled.
但是在尼布加尼撒里面那个梦里面有一件事情还没有被应验。
But then in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, there is something that has not been fulfilled yet.
啊，就是这个脚啊。
And it is the feet.
啊。但以理讲到这个脚的事情还没有被应验。
So what Daniel has said about the feet, it has not been fulfilled.
所以我们看这个但以理书二章第四十一节到第四十三节。
So if we look at Daniel chapter 2 verses 41 to 45.
啊，他这里讲到，他说那个脚和脚趾头一半是窑匠的泥，一半是铁的。
He said the feet and the toes were partly of baked clay and partly of iron.
他说那国将来也必分开。
He said it will be a divided kingdom.
你既见铁与泥啊缠染。
And yet it will have some of the strength of iron in it.
啊，那国也必有铁的力量。
And it will have the strength of iron.
而且那脚趾头既是半铁半泥的。
And as the toes were partly iron and partly clay,
那国也必半强半弱。
So this kingdom will be partly strong and partly brittle.
你既见铁与泥缠染，那国民也必以各种的人缠染。
And just as you saw the iron mixed with baked clay, so the people will be a mixture and will not remain united.
他说却不能够彼此相合。
But they will not remain united.
啊，正如铁和泥一样，不能够相合在一起。
Any more than iron mixes with clay.
那么根据这个但以理的预言。
So according to the prophecy of Daniel.
罗马帝国分成两个政权，是不是两条腿
？The Roman Empire was divided into two power and is the two legs.
但是他说将来将会有十个这个政权。
But he said in the future there will be 10 kingdoms.
就是这个脚的十个脚趾头啊。
Just as there are 10 toes.
尼布甲尼撒大部分的预言已经应验了。
So most of this dream of King Nebuchadnezzar has been fulfilled.
但是我们看到这个脚的预言还没有被应验。
Except the prophecy of the feet and the toes.
所以当但以理向王解梦的时候，
So when Daniel was explaining the dream to the king,
所以但以理并没有说明这个脚的预言的详情。
Daniel did not explain in detail the prophecy of the feet.
但这个预言的详情却在但以理后来 他的意象里面看到。
But the detail was revealed to Daniel in a vision later.
也就是刚才我们看那个但以理书第七章第七节。
And it was recorded in Daniel 7 verse 7.
那么第七章第七节，但以理说，其后我在夜间的异象中观看。
After that, in my vision at night, I looked.
他见到第四兽甚是可怕。
And there before me was a fourth beast, terrifying.
既其强壮，大有力量。
And frightening and very powerful.
又有大铁牙吞噬绞碎。
It had large iron teeth. It crushed and devoured its victims.
所剩下的用脚践踏。
And trampled underfoot whatever was left.
他说这兽与前三兽大不相同。
It was
头有十个角。
It was different from all the former beasts, and it had 10 horns.
所以但以理说。这个预言的时候，在他的意象里面，他说这个事情还没有实现。
So in the vision he saw, he said this has not been fulfilled yet.
这个预言告诉我们，将来有一个有十个世界领袖所组成的一个联盟。
So it talks about in the future there is going to be 10 political powers that will be united together.
来统治这个古罗马帝国所统治的那个帝国。
To rule over where the old Roman Empire, the area where the old Roman Empire has covered.
那么今天我们已经看到部分的预言实现在我们的眼前。
And today we actually saw part of this prophecy fulfilled.
我在信息开始的时候，我提到这个欧洲联盟这个名词。
At the beginning, I talk about the European Union.
同时我也提到这个人叫做 Aristide Bryne， 他建议。成立这个欧洲联盟。
And I mentioned this man, Aristide Bryne, who wanted to have this European, to form this European Union.
那么当时这个建议没有立刻实现。
When he made the suggestion, this was not accepted right away.
但是在1948年的时候，我们看到一些成果。
But in 1948, we began to see it forming.
他们在这个 Belgium 的 Brussels 举行了一个会议。
There was a meeting in Belgium.
有三个国家参与这个联盟。
Three countries joined in the union.
他们就是荷兰这个跟这个卢森堡还有 Belgium.
It is the Netherlands, Luxembourg, and Belgium.
那么后来在1957年的时候。
And then in 1957.
我们看到德国。法国和意大利也加入这个联盟，而且成立了这个叫做欧洲共和市场。
Germany, France, and Italy also joined in this union, and they renamed it European Common Market.
那么在1973年的时候，我们看到英国、跟爱尔兰、跟丹麦也加入这个欧洲联盟。
Then in 1973, United Kingdom, Ireland, and Denmark also joined into this.
然后在1981年的时候，希腊也加入这个欧洲联盟，组成十个国家。
And finally, in 1981, Greece joined in, and they reached 10 countries.
那么在1992年的时候
，In 1992,
那么这些国家的经济边境都被除去了。
All the economic borders of these countries were dissolved.
那么所有的人民都用共同的护照。
All the people in this country use a common currency.
那么学生在这些国家里念大学读书都没有任何的限制。
Actually, all the people use a common passport, and all the students can attend any of the universities.
然后在2002年的时候
And then in 2002,
那么这个 Euro 成为这些国家共同的货币。
Euro became the common currency of all these countries.
那么在过去我们看到这个美元对这个 Euro 都在下降。
And so, in the past, we have seen that the American exchange rate with the euro is gradually coming down.
那么根据这些专家说，在五年之内，这个 euro 将会代替美元，成为这个世界贸易的成交。
And so, some specialists predict that within 5 years, the euro will surpass American currency as the international currency.
那么最近，伊朗在石油成交。拒绝接受这个美元。
And recently, Iran refused to accept American currency in their transaction.
他们要求用这个 Euro 来做成交。
They have requests to have Euro as the transaction currency instead.
那么到2007年的时候。
And in 2007.
那么这个欧洲联盟的成员增加到27个国家。
The member of this European Common Market has increased to 27 countries.
那么使到这个欧洲联盟的人口达到45,000,000。
And so the population within the Common Market has reached 470 million.
那么超过美国目前的人口。
And has surpassed the population in the United States.
因为目前美国的人口只不过是30,000,000。
Because the population in America today is only
300 million.
那么
渐渐的，我们看到这些国家联合起来。
So gradually, you see that all these countries are united together.
那么形成一个古罗马帝国的复制品。
And it has gradually became a replica of the old Roman Empire.
那么从古罗马帝国到现在。
From the ancient Roman Empire until today.
这个欧洲联盟不曾比以前的欧洲就是比起以前的欧洲来讲，今天的欧洲联盟真的是很联合。
Compared to the ancient Roman Empire, the common market today is actually more united, integrated.
那目前除了美国
besides the United States,
欧洲联盟可以说世界上第二大的政权。
The European Union has become a second political power.
那么目前这个欧洲联盟他们有一个政府。
Today they have a common government.
那么这个政府有三部分。
There are three parts to this government.
他们有国会。
They have the parliament.
他们有这个欧洲联盟的议会。
They have the council.
他们也有这个欧洲的委员会。
And they also have this European Commission.
这些国会的议会的成员都是由那些人民所选出来的。
And all the members of the Parliament and the Council and the Commission were elected by their own people.
那么欧洲联盟这个成立，让我们看到一个强大的政权出现在我们的眼前。
So the formation of this European Union showed us that there is a big political power forming.
我们看到一个现代的帝国。
We can see today there is
a modern
empire.
坐落在以前古罗马帝国的领土上。
And it sits on the territory of the ancient Roman Empire.
那么好了，让我们回到这个尼布甲尼撒所梦见那个大象。
So let's come back to the statue of the dream.
我们看到这个两条腿啊。
We saw the two legs.
这两条腿是用铁做的。
The two legs were made of iron.
就代表这个罗马的铁阵。
And it represents the iron rules of the Roman Empire.
然后我们看到这两只脚。
And then we look at the feet.
那么这两只脚是用铁跟泥做的。
The feet were made partly of iron and partly of clay.
铁跟泥是不能够混合在一起的。
Iron and baked clay cannot mix together.
那么铁是很硬的。
Iron is strong.
泥是软的或者脆的。
Clay is brittle.
所以在但以理这个预言里面。
So in Daniel's prophecy.
他说这个脚就是代表这个新的罗马帝国。
The feet represent the new formed Roman Empire.
也就是今天的欧洲联盟。
And it is the European Union of today.
所以这个大象的脚是用铁跟泥做的。
So the feet of the statue were made partly of iron and partly of clay.
那么虽然这个铁很坚硬。
So even though iron is very strong.
但是当它跟这个泥混合在一起的时候。
But as it was mixed with the clay.
它不能够站立得稳。
It cannot stand strong.
所以这个铁和泥混合代表今天欧洲联盟的多样化。
So the mixture of iron and clay represent the diversity of the European Union.
如果你看欧洲联盟的文化种族。
If you look at the culture and the people there.
无论是种族、宗教、言语、政治、文化都很不同。
There are great diversity in their religion, their language, their politics, and their culture.
虽然这个欧洲联盟有这个经济跟政治的潜能啊。
Even though they have the potential of the currency and also the political power.
但是这些国家之间那种不同啊。
But the differences between the countries.
所以造成他们在连结上产生了很多问题。
Can cause problems in their unity.
就好像这个大象的脚刚才我讲是用铁跟泥做的。
Just like the feet in the statue were made of part iron and part clay.
不容易混合在一起。
They cannot be mixed together.
如果要把这些种族、宗教、言语、政治、文化不同的国家联合起来的话。
If you're going to unite all these people with the diverse background.
那么这个欧洲联盟必须有一个很特殊的一个政治联。政治人物。
Then what the European Union need is a very special leader.
根据但以理这个预言。
And according to the prophecy of Daniel.
他说将会有一个至高的领袖从这个欧洲联盟出来。
He said there will be a great leader that will emerge from this European Union.
就是刚才我们看但以理书第七章24节、25节那边讲。
And it was mentioned here in Daniel chapter 7, verse 24 and 25.
让我们来看但以理书第七章24跟25节。
Let's look at this scripture, Daniel 7:24-25.
他讲到至于那十个角，就是从这国中必兴起的十王。
The ten horns are ten kings who will come from this kingdom.
那么后来又兴起一王。
After them, another king will arise.
他说与先前的不同。
Different from the earlier ones.
他必制服三王。
He will subdue three kings.
他必向至高者说夸大的话。
He will speak against the Most High.
必折磨至高者的圣灵。
And oppress his saints.
必想改变节期和律法。
And try to change the set times and laws.
圣灵必交付他手一再、二再、半再。
The saints will be handed over to him for a time, times, and half a time.
那么这里讲到这个政治领袖将会成为世界的一个独裁者。
And to talk about this leader will then become the dictator of the world.
那么这个领袖他就尝试来统治整个世界。
He's going to try to have control of the whole world.
那么圣经讲到这个人就是敌基督。
And the Bible said this is the Antichrist.
我将会在几个星期后讲这个敌基督。
I am going to be talking about the Antichrist in a couple of weeks.
那么到底这个敌基督是谁？
So who is this Antichrist?
如果我们要知道他的谁是谁，我们必须了解这个欧洲联盟的来龙去脉。
If we're going to understand the Antichrist, then we must understand the go and coming of this European Union.
因为在这个敌基督还没有出来，还没有出现之前。
Because prior to the emergence of the Antichrist.
那么这个欧洲联盟它必须要先成立。
The European Union has to be established.
所以在敌基督出现的时候。
And so when the Antichrist appeared,
那个时候我们已经来到这个地方。
We have already been at the beginning of tribulation.
所以在敌基督出现的时候，也就是在欧洲联盟真正成立的时候。
And so the beginning or the emergence of the Antichrist is when the European Union is truly formed.
所以敌基督出现的时候，也就是大灾难开始的时候。
So when the Antichrist emerged, it is the beginning of the tribulation.
那么那个时候，我们也知道教会已经被提到天上去了。
And we know that at that time, the rapture has already happened.
所以这些都是但以理所说的预言。
So these are the prophecies of Daniel.
所以上个星期我讲到以色列复国。
Last week I mentioned Israel became a country again.
然后这个星期我讲到这个欧洲联盟的成立。
This week we talk about the formation of the European Union.
这些事情都告诉我们这个敌基督将要来临了。
And we, all these tell us that the Antichrist is waiting to come out.
那么这些事情也告诉我们主耶稣基督来的日子已经很近了。
And all these also tell us that the time of Jesus' return is very near.
所以这些都是主耶稣再来之前的预兆。
These are all the signs of Jesus' return.
我们是否做好准备？我们或者是否是相信但以理所说的预言？
Do we believe in the prophecy mentioned in Daniel, and are we ready?
但以理讲到过去所发生的事情。
Daniel talked about what has already happened in the past.
他的预言意义都应验了。
And his prophecies have been fulfilled one by one.
但是但以理同时也讲到那些将来还没有发生的事情。
Daniel has also mentioned things that is to come.
如果但以理的预言讲到过去的事情已经应验了
，So if Daniel's prophecy has already come to pass，
那么他的预言讲到将来的事情肯定也会应验。
Then we know that his prophecy about the future will also come to pass。
那么在2001年9月11号那个早上
，On September 11, 2001，
那么时间大概是9点多。
About 9 something in the morning.
我当时我赶去神学院上课。
I was on my way to a class in the seminary.
那么迎面而来有一位韩国的学生。
And coming towards me was a Korean student.
他匆匆忙忙地告诉我一件事情。
He told me something hurriedly.
他说纽约的那个世界贸易中心被飞机撞毁了。
He said the World Trade Center in New York, is under attack.
我当时我不敢相信。
At that time, I didn't believe him.
我说有这样的可能的事情吗
？I said, is that really possible?
那么后来下课之后，我回到家里。
So after class, I went home.
我就把电视打开。
I turned on the TV.
我就看到一幕又一幕的那个飞机真的是撞在那个这个世界贸易中心。
And I saw the repeated image of the plane going towards the World Trade Center.
就好像这个韩国学生告诉我的。
Just as this Korean student had told me.
我看起来的时候以为是好像那个拍什么电影啊。
When I look at the TV, it looked almost like it was a movie.
这个事情发生之前呢。
And before this happened.
很多的美国人，甚至美国的政府。
A lot of Americans and even the American government
都不会想到这些回教恐怖分子这么落后会来做这些事情。
They thought these terrorists would not be able to pull out something like that.
他们只不过是这里炸一炸，那边炸一炸。
They probably just bomb a little bit here and bomb a little bit over there.
从来没有想过他们会驾着这个飞机来撞这个世界贸易中心。
They have never thought that they could drive a plane into a building.
那么主耶稣再来的预言是圣经里面所说的。
The prophecy of Jesus' return is mentioned in the Bible.
那么欧洲联盟成立是一个预兆。
The formation of the European Union is a sign.
预告我们主耶稣基督要再来的日子已经很近了。
To foretell us that the time of Jesus' return is very near.
你是否相信这个预兆？
Do you believe in the sign?
你是否做好了准备？
And are you prepared?
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
让我们能够明白今天的预但以理所说的预言。
Help us to understand the prophecy mentioned in Daniel.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray thee in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.